The old post office and courthouse in downtown Dallas first opened in 1930. In the passing decades, the courtroom upstairs held trials stemming from the most notorious crimes and criminals in Dallas, Bonnie and Clyde, and the Kennedy assassination. The building was basically abandoned in the 1970s, and there was a big push to tear it down in the 80s. Then Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson put a stop to all of that, and the building was eventually sold to developer Sean Scott, who now leases the ground floor to the Postal Service. Scott is also leasing out the rest of the building to people who will live in what are the former offices of the FBI, Agriculture Department, and every other federal agency that has a location in Dallas.
Hallways in each of the floors extend over 12 feet in width. And, for example, on this floor you have what appears to be Italian Carrara marble. It's actually from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Ceilings are 13-plus feet tall. And it really provides a feel for leased residential property, very much like an exquisite upper-end hotel.
It has not been an easy restoration because of the detailed work and because of the economy.
These are tough times. And a lot of friends, a lot of contemporaries, that a lot of us are working as hard as we can work. And yet there's not any real fruit to our labor. But it's a time really to look back to who are we? What type of person are we? And I know for me that absent a very perfect God, I am a very imperfect person. And so I'm just thankful that His provision is there each day and my needs are being met. And I'm continually learning that my wants aren't always my needs.
The first tenants moved in this past weekend. And with the units going for under $2,000 a month, Scott's hoping that even in these rough times, 400 North Irvay will again be full. Reporting in downtown Dallas, Emily Tribe News Radio 1080 KRLD.